Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O merciful Creator, hear, in tender pity bow thine ear. Accept the tearful prayer we raise in this our fast of 40 days. Each heart is manifest to thee. Thou knowest our infirmity. Repentant now, we seek thy face. Impart to us thy pardoning grace. Our sins are manifold and sore, but spare thou them who sin deplore, and for thine own name's sake make whole the fainting and the weary soul. Grant us to mortify each sense by means of outward abstinence, that so from every stain of sin the soul may keep her fast within. Blessed three in one, and one in three, Almighty God, we pray to thee, that thou wouldst now vouchsafe to bless our fast with fruits of righteousness. Let us go to God's house with rejoicing. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us go to God's house with rejoicing. Awake from your sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy, and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem, from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Awake from your sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So great was God's love for us that when we were dead because of our sins, he brought us to life in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. So great was God's love for us that when we were dead because of our sins, he brought us to life in Christ Jesus. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions, for we have sinned against you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son to save all who have faith in him, and to give them eternal life. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenies in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inane. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, to save all who have faith in him and to give them eternal life. Giver of all gifts and source of all truth, give fullness of your blessing to the College of Bishops, and keep all those entrusted to their care faithful in the teaching of the apostles. Pour your love into the hearts of all who share the one bread of life, that they may grow in unity in the body of your Son. Help us to strip off our sinful selves and to be clothed with Christ your Son, the new Adam. Grant that all may do penance and find forgiveness, and so share in the fruits of Christ's redeeming death. May those who have died in your peace give you everlasting glory in heaven, where we too hope to praise you forever. Lord, save the people you have redeemed. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go ye in peace.
Thanks be to God.